and the tosis in that the tosis that we have to do as well on Tiras of Pesach, the Biska Rav that we spoke out. The Gemara gives us three lashonos of Rava regarding the halach of Shlisha Safiru Tefach. That's what we had until now. We had a discussion about Heichan Mamido. We talked about Keneged Hayotze, Keneged Rosh Tor, and then we had the Tefach Socheik option. That's in the case where you have the Tfanos that are Arevan, that are Kimingam. Then we had a case of Sukkah Sui Kimavui, where the two walls are parallel. There we require, as the Gemara explains, a Pasarba, in order to, with the Lavud, which gives us, according to Rashi, Rov Dofen. Or no, the other case was Rov Dofen. He gives us the Lavud gives us the seven Tvachim. The Tefa Sochi gives us Rov Dofen, and the Pasadal gives us the Shir Zayin. Because in this case, the Gemara explains, since it's not a Revan, you needed more. Now we have Rava. It can be a big shagel whether Rava is going also in the case of Pasdalet or only in the case of Kimingam, but let's assume now the case of Kimingam. Rava comes along and says there's something else to consider here. We talk about Shlishis. So the Lashon Rishon of Rava is Enin Teres Elo B'Tzuras HaPesach. Second Lashon of Rava is Min Teres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. And the last version of Rava is Tzvicha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. And that's the story that plays out, which seems to suggest that we hold like the third Lashon of Rava LaHalacha, because as was reported in the story between Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana, that he says, I hold like that which Rava says, Min Teres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. I hold like the Lashon of Rava, Tzvicha Nami rather, Tzuras HaPesach. That's the third Lashon of Rava. What exactly are the three Lashonas of Rava? What are they saying? How are they arguing with each other? Lashon Rishon of Rava, so we see an important chiddush in Rashi and how Rashi expresses it. And this is going to be very, very much tied together to what L'chor is happening here. Rashi explains, Ve'en in teres el b'tzuras ha-pesach, Rava is not ignoring the notion of tefach. But Rava says that there's a way to set it up. That tefach has to become a tzuras ha-pesach. Al pinei kol adofen. Notice what Rashi says. There are other shitas in the Shonin, but Rashi says it clearly, Tosis as well. You have the third ruach, however long it is. What you're going to have is as follows. You're going to have the tefach broken into two parts. Let's assume half and half. It could have been a different distribution, I imagine, but half and half. Chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan. The chatzi tefach, on one hand, is connecting to one of the walls. That's one end. And then you have the kana gabeyan, right? That's the middle kana above. And then you have the other part of the tefach, what's left, at the other end of this ruach hashlishis. Al pnei kodofen kulo. So what does that accomplish? Havelei ki ilu kodofen sasun. Because we know the rule is, suras ha-pesach is a stima maliyasehi, as described in the Sugyan Erevin. Lashon Rashi, very important lashon at the end of the Rashi, this Dibur Mascha, v'zehu tefach sh'omru chachamim. Again, Rava is not taking on the notion of tefach, he's not dismissing it, he's explaining what happens with this tefach, what does it become? This tefach has to manifest itself in terms of dividing part of it on one side and the part on the other side of the Tzuras HaPesach. So you really have al pnei kol ha Haruach, Hashlishis, you have this Tzuras HaPesach. But you have not Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, you have Chatzi Tefach Mikan, Chatzi Tefach Mikan. What's exactly the Pshat? Before we explain it, let's just go over the two other Lashonos of Rava. The second Lashon of Rava says that you actually have an option. It can be Tefach, or alternatively, you can have Tzuras HaPesach. The Pashtus in Rashi, which seem, not the way the Biska Rav assumed at the end of the piece, comes soon to the Biska Rav, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you do not need what? You do not need a Tefach. That's Chor in Rashi's Chor Mavur that way. You have an option. The Tefach is one option, Tzuras HaPesach is another option. In Asa, Tzuras HaPesach, Apnei Kol Adofen, B'Shnei Kanem Koshu, nothing about a Tefach. Not that you don't need Tefach, Sochik, you need a Tefach. You don't need anything but the Tzuras HaPesach, which means Shnei Kanim. Koyle b'makom tefach. Clear Nashi. The Biskimah's Pshat is good for Maybe other shittas. Maybe there's a Ritva. Other Rishonim may assume that the only thing that you don't need is a Sochek. But Rashi says you don't need a Tefach at all. We're going with Rashi. That's the second Lashon. So I have to understand what that's about. What's the third Lashon of Rava? Utzricha namitzuas haPesach, says Rashi, Tavayu be'ina. Tefach etzel hayotze, the kone bezavaseh kinegdo, the konesh al gabeyem, koi mitefach zeh lekonesh azavaseh. What's the difference between the third Lashon and the first Lashon? The first Lashon is dividing the tefach into either side of this space that we're calling Suras HaPesach, under the kana, part of the tefach on one side, part on the other. What does the third Lashon say? No, you have to have the tefach b'makom echad, so you have the tefach standing for itself doing what it's doing, that's kineged ayotzei. But then, on top of that, you need what? You need to make a Tzuras HaPesach with a kana at the end of the ruach, the end of that side. So that's what the third Lashon is saying. He doesn't want you to have the, doesn't want you to split the tefach and make it into the Tzuras HaPesach. Is there a tefach shamu chacham? You need a tefach for itself, and then you need Tzuras HaPesach. Interesting diuk to notice as well, just in reading the Rashi carefully. L'chora, in the first version of Rava, there's no mention of Tefach Sochek. Rashi says nothing about Tefach Sochek. Tefach Sheshanino Bebraisa Shematir doesn't say Tefach Sochek. In the third Lashon, so you have the story of the Gemara, and if you read the Girsa Shalifaneinu in the Gemara, so what did Rav Ashi notice of Kana doing? He called it Tefach Sochek. Again, the Gra takes it out, but the Girsa that we have is Tefach Sochek. With the Tzuras HaPesach, which he questioned, you don't need both. He says, no, I hold Kidach Lashon de Rava, that what? Svicha Nami Tzuras Pesach, that's the third Lashon. Rashi's Girsa seems to be that. Rashi's Girsa, the Dibur HaMaschel Shel Fanenu and Rashi, the Ka'avet Tevach Sochek, Eitzel HaYotze, Kid Rav Shimon. No, there you have it. Rashi Chor is the Girsa of our Gemara. So within the third Lashon, it would mean Tevach Sochek plus Tzuras HaPesach. But if we go back to the first Lashon of Rava, there's no mention of Tefach Sochek. Okay, so what do we have here? According to Rashi, it's Tzuras HaPesach, either from the Tefach, or separate from the Tefach, first and third Lashon of Rava, or it can serve by itself without a Tefach. But we have this Al Pnei Kol HaRuach HaShlishis. So let's go the first lesson for a second. So you have the tefach split. What's the pshat? Splitting the tefach into two. What's going on exactly? Moreover, the Ran is medayik from Rashi. This is a shita many Rishonim, although there are also who disagree. We have to know something else. Just keep this in mind. It's a chor machokis as well. This requirement of Tzuras HaPesach, beyond the tefach, either the tefach splitting or separate from the tefach, is that a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan? Unclear in Rashi. So chur it's a machokas, whether it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. There are different shitas about this also. So, but the gedder halacha we have to explain, whether it's a d'oraisa level, d'rabbanan level, what's the gedder of this halacha? Why do you need Tzuras HaPesach on top of tefach? Moreover, the Ran is medayik from Rashi that the fact that we're making this kula in Shlishis, that you have Tzuras HaPesach, and it's a kula in Shlishis. Sounds like, says the Ran, that obviously for the first two rolls, you couldn't use Tzuras HaPesach. That's the Ran's diuk from Rashi. Again, because after all, the Tzuras HaPesach is going over the whole, according to Rashi, apnei kol haruach. So if you're telling me that you can always use Tzuras HaPesach for Sukkah like you use for Shabbos, so what's going on here? You're making a kula in Ruach Shlishis? You're really doing what you can do anyway. And I think the Ran's diuk from Rashi is, for sure it's a good diuk if this din is a din d'oraisa, obviously, because then what are you doing? The d'oraisa, you need Tzuras HaPesach, then what's the kula of Shlishis with d'oraisa? I mean, it makes no sense. Obviously, you couldn't use Tzuras HaPesach on the first. But I think even if you hold that this din is a din d'rabbanan, the Ran would be saying I mean, for the Ran, it's going to come back to be the Raisa, but in Rashi, I don't know. But even if be the Rabbanan, the diuk is still valid, because the Chacham not going to come along and negate the entire Hilchis of the Shlishis. The Torah says Shlishis has a kula to it. Come the Chacham and say, you know what? We're going to make you do it through Esa Pesach, which is anyway working for the first two walls, so then you're left without the kiyum of the Din Daraisa. So I believe that the diuk that the Ran has from Rashi, that clearly, right, the Ran Shita quoted Halacha, that Suras HaPesach should not work for Sukkah, for the first two walls, and even the third wall, the Ran says, it's also not Pashat, because you see, you need a thicker Kana. The Ran's view is, even if you would hold that this Din Rabbana, but the Chacham are not going to totally negate any vestige of the Din Daraisa. So there must be a Kula at the end of the day, there must be a Kula of Ruach Shlishis over the first two. Must be, says the Ran, that Suras HaPesach does not work for the first two walks. So what's our question? What's the heart of the sugya that we have to ask ourselves? Manafshach. Tefach is insufficient. You got to do something with this tefach. You got to add something, you got to split up the tefach. Tefach is not going to work by itself. The rice, the rabban, whatever it is. No. Suras HaPesach typically doesn't work either for sukkah. That's what the Ran is proving from Rashi. So I have two things that independently don't seem to have what it takes to be machshir, a sukkah. Right? Tefach is not going to be good enough. And Suras HaPesach is also not good enough. Suddenly, we take the two things together and we have a perfect, valid sukkah. What's exactly the pshat? How does this happen? That's the issue. How do you have a hechshir sukkah, ruach shlishis, with two things that each one by itself seems to be insufficient? The tefach rabbi says it's not going to work by itself. You need to do something more from this. And Suras HaPesach, the Ran expresses, is not enough for Sukkah. And the Ran says, not for the first two walls, even the third wall, you see, it's not working by itself. Typically, Suras HaPesach has to do with Kana B'Kana and Kana Gabein. Here you're requiring, according to the first lesson of Rava, you're requiring what? The thicker. Each side has to be thicker. Chatzi Tefach, Chatzi Tefach. So Umayse, Suras HaPesach, in its normal, pristine form, doesn't work. And Tefach doesn't work. So what exactly has happened here that your Machshir Ruach Shlishis with this formula of Suras HaPesach with the Tefach? How did it happen? How did it come together? That's the underlying question we'll have to figure out. So the Brisker Rav's approach, and we have to see, he reads it in the Ran, he reads it in Tosis, and we quibbled with it because the Chor, the Lishonas here are not perfectly matched with what he's saying. We have to hear what he's saying. What is his basic yisod? Yeah.
Before what we said that we want to say the Ran's here because it's a good deal, even if we say it's a Derevana,
because
the wouldn't come and be
that's
over.
What I think, yeah.
So just how would we understand that in line with the concept we brought down in Brachos on Yom Tov about if you do like this, you have to do the...
No, but I understand the Chum can... But I don't think if there's a halacha that said, welcome to you, that came along and spoke to Ruach Shlishis, giving it a kula, that suddenly the Chachamim are going to wipe that away without leaving any kula dimension left in Ruach Shlishis. That to me sounds like it's a...
What is the Taz? How do you do it?
Well, you could bring the Taz in, I guess. Yeah, it has talks about Dharma Purish B'Torah, Yitzhak Chumash B'Sinai. You can help. Here. Yeah. If you want to bring the Taz in, you can bring the Taz in. Taz is talking about it. If Torah's Matah B'Feirish here, Yitzhak Chumash B'Sinai, maybe you can. Yeah. Yeah, that's a side point. I was not clear on that. But okay, that's okay. Lemaisa, what's the Brisker Rav's way to analyze it? And Lemaisa, in one of the Rav Chaim's Hilchos Shabbos, I think we see this, how he learned up as well. Basically, there are two dinim here that you have to check off when it comes to sukkah. Two dinim. Again, he reads it in the Ran, he reads it in Tosfos. You have to see if it's a perfect fit in the Lashon. But what outside, what does he say? There's two dinim. There's a halacha of stima, that you have to be so same, that ruach, you have to create an enclosure. From that perspective, Suras HaPesach is as good as anything else. The Haraya works for Shabbos, works for Kilayim, and it does what it needs to do for Sukkah, and that has to happen by Sukkah for it to be kosher. You have to have the enclosure, and you have it through Suras HaPesach. In the same way that Good Asik works everywhere else, and should work for Sukkah as well, except that there's another standard that you have to meet, another thing that you need by sukkah. And again, he mamish compares it to that notion that we saw in the Ran earlier by Gurasik. And the Ran makes something of a link, but not necessarily in the way that Miskov is reading it. Lamaisa, what is the second halacha? You need tfanos. You need tfanos mamish. That's what he calls the machitzos nikoros, that Tosus is going to mention, that the Ran mentions earlier, Kendira. You need tfanos mamish. And for that, you're not going to be able to use Gurasik, you're not going to be able to use the notion called Suez HaPesach. So he goes back to the beginning of the sugya also. He says that's what the Tefach Sochek is coming to do, to create a dolphin mamashi. And so you need here something else. You need to have Tfanos Mamash. That's what the Tefach is there for. Because the Torah is machshir a dolphin on Ruach Shlishis as long as it's a tefach. But less than a tefach, you can't get away with, because you need a dolphin mamish. You need shtei tfanos plus a dolphin tefach. So you can't just invoke Tzuras HaPesach. You need to have a dolphin mamish. And that's what the tefach soche could do. If you didn't have Tzuras HaPesach, you can get it through tefach soche. And this is how he explains why, if you have Tzuras Yoni Tefach Sochek, according to the first lesson of Rava, the deal that we made in the Rashi, for example, because Tefach Sochek and Tzuras HaPesach are both coming to accomplish the same. One second. The Tefach Sochek is coming to do what? It's coming to create the stima. The Tefach is here, that's the Dindofen. The Tefach Sochek gives you stima. What else could give you the stima? The Tzuras HaPesach. If you have Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need Tefach Sochek. This is the first lashon of Rav. This idea of splitting the tefach. So good. See, you have the tefach, it's just in two different places. This is the basic approach. What does he do with the second lashon of Rav? You can have either a tefach or it's a tefach. What do you mean? You need a dolphin mamish, you need a dolphin physical, but dolphin in a chanami. Rav never meant to take that away. All Rav meant in the second lesson is you can use Tzuras HaPesach, and then you won't need Tefach Sochek, but you'll need Tefach. According to the first lesson, what did you need? You needed the Tefach. And you needed the Tefach broken up with the Tzuras HaPesach. Why? You need the Tefach because you need Dofen Mamish. And you need what? You need a Tzuras HaPesach to create the stima. The third lashon he doesn't relate to as much. What would be the pshat according to the Biskrav in the third lashon of Rava? I don't know. He doesn't really relate. I'm not married. He doesn't really relate to the third lashon of Rava so much. Yeah.
Could you say, Alderich, what we're saying, that for the you need the tevach to be b'makam echad in order to say right. That it has a shem dofen?
In other words, that's going to be the same point, whatever you say. In other words, the third lashon doesn't want the tevach to be broken up. It was, do you have a kiyum of that notion of a tevach dofen if the tevach is in two places? That seems to be the question. That's going to be any pshat you're going to learn, you're going to have to learn that nekuda is what the third lashon and the first lashon disagree with. Shaila is, why would you need Tefach Sochek in the third Lashon? And again, the diuk of the Lashon of Rashi, the Gersus Rashi, Gersus HaGemar Shalanu, is that you need Tefach Sochek. According to Biskav Rav, L'chara, maybe you'll have to go to Gra. You won't need Tefach Sochek in the third Lashon either. Take that to what Sochek in the Gemara. The way we're going to learn could be, we'll be able to work it out. Tefach Sochek in the third Lashon, but not in the first. But basic of Mahalach is, again, there are two different inyanim. The Tzuras HaPesach of Sukkah is no different than the Tzuras HaPesach of Kelayim and Shabbos. But there's another din that you need to have a Tevach Mamashi. And that's what that can't be compromised. The only question is, can it be divided? That's the first lashon of Rava. Third lashon says, no, it has to be in one place. The second lashon of Rava says you can use the Tzuras HaPesach without Tefach Sochek. And I have to read the story of the Gemara then. So what is this story? I'm doing a tefach. Sochet. According to the Gemara, that's not going to work. The Gemara says he has tefach sochet. You don't hold of Rava? How do you read the story of the Gemara? Meaning you don't need tefach sochet. So I hold the other lashon of Rava. Sounds like the Gemara would be saying that you need tefach sochet plus it's Rosh HaPesach. So why do you need both? I don't know. I don't push it now. I'm not thinking, well, yeah, what's the... How does he read the Gemara? Again, the Bitzker Rav thought that the whole point of the second lesson of Rava was you don't need Sochik, but you need a Tefach. You can't give up the Tefach. So what's the whole story about? So he had a Tefach and he had Tzuras HaPesach. And that's all the second lesson said also.
Maybe the chiddush in the second lashon is that we even say it's okay with tefach sochek placed from lavud away from the wall, meaning even if it's only rov al pnei kula of the third wall, still we're going to say it's okay, even though it's not al pnei kula. That a stima will work even if it's only covering rov dofen, not al pnei kula. And then the kol shekein is that even when, certainly when it's al pnei kula, it's going to be affect the stima with a tzuras HaPesach. So the finish of the second lashon would be the
you don't need apnei kula
away from love.
You don't need apnei kula. Okay, no indication in Rashi that way. Rashi says, I don't know. In Rashi, I don't think you see that at all. I don't know. I'm not sure how to do with that diuk. I hear. Okay, what's the what was our difficulty in terms of the Rishonim or the Rishonim here? Let's start with Tosfos. We'll come back to the Ran also. Tosfos asked the following question: the Ein Teres Abitzuras HaPesach. This is Lashon Rishon of Rava, right? Perush, Elim Ken Asol Osu Tefach, Tzuras HaPesach Apnei Kol HaDofen Kulo. It's like Rashi. Unless you made that Tefach, out of it, Tzuras HaPesach across the whole side, Ketzad, Kone Shechatzi Tefach Etzel Hayotze, V'Kone Chatzi Tefach Miksor Shekenegdo. So again, if you have one wool here and one wool here, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to have one Chatzi Tefach over here at this point. This is the Rosh Lishis, the one closest to me. Yeah. Everybody see where I am? Okay. So you have a Chatzi Tefach over here, and you have the arch on top, the Kohen Al Gabei, and then you have the other Chatzi Tefach, Miksor Shekenegdo, right? And that's parallel to that other wall. The Kohen Al Gabei, the Havilei, Kiil Koa Dofen Sasu. That closes up this whole third side. Fectosus. Hafagav. The perikam de irvin lo yavinan shiura lekana shetzuras pesach. Dear in yudalf and beis and irvin, there is no shear for the width of the kana on either side of the you know, two vertical poles that comprise the tzuras pesach. There is no shear given for the width of the kana. Elafil kana mashu mikan the kana mashu mikan the kana gaben. The only thing you need is the following. Elashite beria should be healthy enough, literally, in other words, to be strong enough, k'dei lamod ba delas, hamid ba delas, afil delas yokashin. It has to be strong enough to be able to hold up a straw wall, stubble wall, whatever it is. It's a very, very flimsy wall. As long as the kana is good enough to keep that erect, that's all you need. You don't need really much of a thickness at all. So Tosfos is bothered by a question. What's Tosfos' question? Let's understand the question. The question is, why does the Tzuras HaPesach that you have over here by Sukkah, the Rosh Rishis, need greater thickness than you need everywhere else by Tzuras HaPesach? What was Tosfos assuming right now in reading the Gemara? Before we see Tosfos' teretz, and what might change in the teretz, you know, what is Tosfos' clear assumption right now? That these are two distinct dinim? That I have the Tzuras HaPesach like everywhere else? But I also have a din. I have to have a tefach because I dafdof my mashi. If that were true, then why would Tosfos be formulating the question? Now, what do I need more here in Tzuras HaPesach? It's not that you need more in Tzuras HaPesach at all. Tzuras HaPesach is exactly that. Kana, kana. The thickness is to mekayim the other halach. So clearly, Tosfos right now is thinking that the two things converge together. The Tzuras HaPesach of Sukkah has a different standard than that of Tzuras HaPesach everywhere else. That's Tosu's question. In other words, the premise of the Brisker Rav, that the whole halacha of Tzuras HaPesach here is no different. It's just doing what it does everywhere else. It creates stima, a closure, but where's the physical dofen? That's the tefach. So now what Tosus even be asking? Like, there's nothing to even ask. Clearly, what Tosus would be thinking right now is that the Tzuras HaPesach here is fundamentally different in its halacha. Right? You need a greater thickness. You need a chatzi tefach, not a kan. But usually, kan is enough. That's Tosus' question. So obviously, right now, at this point in the question of Tosus, this is clearly not in sync with the Brisker Rav. Elamai, the Brisker Rav is going to learn what he says into the Teretz, and that's how he quotes. If you look at the piece, again, you look yourselves, he learns the pshat into the Teretz of Tosus. So let's see. So Tosus responds, Gabi Sukkah Echmiru. Oh, by Sukkah, they're Machmir. De Be'inan Mechitzos Hanikaros. So how did the Brisker Rav learn pshat in Tosus? What Tosus is saying is, by Sukkah, it's a different issue. By Sukkah, we need Mechitzos Nikaros. And this brings up what? Brings associations with what we saw already, that with what the Ran mentions, we'll soon see in the Ran, that Bechlau, the whole notion of Tzuras HaPesach by Sukkah, is insufficient. Because what do I need by Sukkah? Not just a stima, I need a physical dolphin. Mechitzos Nikaros, meaning that you can't just have an imaginary closure without a physical wall. So I need Mechitzos Nikaros. So that's why you can't just make do with the Tzuras HaPesach by itself, which would suffice with a kane, but I need to have a physical dofen of a tefach. So all that lies within the words of Tosus Teretz. So it comes out, if this is what Tosus would be saying, then what happened in Tosus in the Teretz versus Akasha is an 180 degree turn. In those few words of Tosus, Gabi Sukkah Hechniru, Shidrim Mechitzos Nikaros, what do you have to read in those words, those six words? Tosus, no, you have it wrong. Not that the Tzuras HaPesach of Sukkah is different than Tzuras HaPesach everywhere else, and that here it's a greater thickness. It's not that. Tzuras HaPesach is identical. The Brisker Rav explains it. It's the same halacha as Tzuras HaPesach everywhere else. But what? A whole on this. But Sukkah. There's a halacha, you need a dofen mamashi, you need a real physical wall. Mechitzos Nikaros, so that's the tefach. Both said, you understand why the words of Tosus, you're taking words and you're putting a lot more in the words than the words themselves are saying. That's how he learns it in his stomach. And Tosus, Mechitzos Nikaros is a code for the idea that you need physical walls. So Tosus would be saying in the Teretz that the dofen, not the way you thought that the chatzi tefach of Tzuras HaPesach is making it a different Tzuras HaPesach. No, Tzuras HaPesach is really the kana, but the thickness is because of the other halacha to mekayin the notion of dofen. It's a bit strange. A bit of a stretch in the words of Tosus.
This is more out of confusion with what we said on Thursday. I remember Rabbi wanted to say that the Grizz is understanding within the Ran, that when the Ran says...
Get to the Ran. Wait. I'll come soon to the Ran. Just holding the words of Tosus first. I want to notice in the Ran too, Lachara, that I'm not so comfortable reading the Ran just this way, because, again, there's something in the words that I think are mashma otherwise. I want to take you there, but... First notice in Tosus, the difference. I have to come back and say Pshat and Tosus now, but to say that the Tosus means Dibin Mechitzos Nikaros, a whole new transformational approach. No, not the way you understood. Tosus in the question clearly understood that apparently there's a difference between what? Tzuras HaPesach here, Tzuras HaPesach everywhere else. How come here you need greater thickness? Tosus look at it that way. We should have to know what that means, but that's what Tosus seems to say. No. Dibin Mechitzos Nikaros. Just a second, Abe, but just let me even bring it out even more. The Lashon Tosa Rush. Listen to Tosa Rush's Lashon. The same Kasha, but the words of the Teretz slightly different. Words of the Tosa Rush in response to the same Kasha. The afagav per kama de irvin lo yov shiro kana shituris pesach el kana masu mikan kana gaben. Gabi dolphin sukkah de oraisa hechmiru. Listen to those words. Can you hear the lumbus that we just read, said of Biskarav in these words? Gabi dolphin, I mean, maybe yes. Gabi dolphin sukkah de oraisa hechmiru. Meaning, sukkah is a din of tfanos mamish. So the tefach is to mekayim the notion of tfanos mamish. Hear the words. Gabi dofen sukkah de oraisa hechmiru. To me it sounds like Tosis is not changing completely from his assumption before that the notion of Tzuras HaPesach by sukkah is a higher standard, has a different manifestation here than it has everywhere else. We'll have to know what this means. We'll come back. But to say that Tosis means in the terrace, no, you got it wrong. Sukkah, Tzuras HaPesach is the same as everywhere. But there's an idea that you need a dolphin mamish, that's where the dolphin comes in. I mean, the words to me don't sound that way. Yeah.
What's the relationship between
Echmiru
and
the Tzavach HaMashmasim? Sounds like, in the Russian, at least, sounds like, by the Echmiru, sounds like it would be a Dindra Rabbana, correct?
Tzavach HaMashmasim.
No. What's Tzavach HaMashmasim? She's a good
Tzavach.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Ah, the Tefach.
Maybe because it's assuming that the Tzuras HaPesach itself accomplishes?
No, see, very good. If you, see, that's exactly right. If Tosis would be saying that the Tzuras HaPesach here has a higher standard than everywhere else, then it'd be easier to hear the words Hachmiru, right? In other words, the Tzuras HaPesach here requires more. If it's about that you need the Dofen, right, the Dofen of Avtefach, so then that's not Hachmiru.
What would it be? Okay, come back.
Just want to show you why I have a problem with the words of Tosis. If you take the Biskarav's Mahalach and the Sugilchot, the words of Tosis are not quite saying that. Yeah, Nach.
Notwithstanding those Barash, just with the Tosos,
yeah.
Why can't it be asked in Kasha with Dina? Meaning,
yeah,
why does it have to be that?
Okay.
Meaning,
but the way he's asking the Kasha Ledina, what's his frame of reference?
That the
Shear Tzuras HaPesach is different. It's a different Shear than everywhere else.
Right, so
meaning, Tosis would understand. Meaning as follows. Let me address you. Meaning, in Tosis' question, Tosis was not troubled by what we asked 20 minutes ago. Understand? We're asking, where's Tzuras HaPesach coming in here? Tefach doesn't work by itself. You need more. And Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by the first two walls. Doesn't work by the first two walls. Otherwise, there'd be no kula by the third wall to say Tzuras HaPesach apnei kula. You always use Tzuras HaPesach. And yet, Tzuras HaPesach on the third wall, we understand what's going on. That didn't trouble Tosis. Understand? What did bother Tosfos? But why does the Tzuras HaPesach here have a different shear than everywhere else? In other words, Tosfos he had an approach. He understood that Tzuras HaPesach does something over here in the third ruach. It does something, but apparently it's thicker than everywhere else. Why? Says Tosfos, no. Lachitzos nikaros. Tzuka davar sech miru. What would you have to say? The pshat that we have so far is, no. It's not that the Tzuras HaPesach is different. It's a whole new, he's like reframing everything in the Teretz. It's really Tzuras HaPesach of everywhere, of Shabbos and Kalayim. Like, don't forget, it's a din of Tefach, of Dof and Tefach. That's a lot to put into the words of Tosis in the Teretz. Rabosa, are you with me? Now, I want to show you the Ran. Let's get the Briskov is somewhat on the Ran as well. So, the Ran. Is, again, as noted, he's Medaik from Rashi, that Surah HaPesach does not work for the first two oses of Kashita Saran. The other Shonim will argue, the Rashi later seems to think it suggests that Midaraisa does work, or Midrabanan Surah HaPesach doesn't work. The Ritva assumes it does work, but Shita Saran, Surah HaPesach does not work for Sukkah. And his proof is in the sugi here, from the way that we say that the third wall, you put Surah HaPesach across the whole wall, across the whole Ruach, Hashlishis, and that's the Kula. So obviously you couldn't have it everywhere else. So again, see, he says, since Rabbi says Tzvichan HaMitzvah HaPesach, and according to Rishon Basa de Rabbi, Tzvichan HaMitzvah HaPesach means Tzvach Sochek and Tzvah HaPesach in Isha. If you'll tell me the Tzvah HaPesach Mati B'chot Fanas HaSukkah, why? Da'avri Kisosum, like we find like Shabbos and Kilayim. So if so, says the Ran, my Kula the Dolphin Shlishis. What's the big Kula of the third wall? How we love it, Tzvah HaPesach B'chot Fanas HaMatirin. We find this all the time. Since this is the Ran could have also brought the right from the second Lashon. Obviously, either one will work. So, Avaiter, it's obvious that Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't work for the first two, because it's a Kula that you can use either Tefach or Tzuras HaPesach. Obviously, the Ran could have even used the second Lashon to run a why doesn't. Elavadai, what do you see for sure? Ein Tzuras Pesach Matir, Umashkim Shir Dofen Besukkah, Ela Bedofen Shkishis Bilvad. It only is Mashkim Shir Sukkah by the third wall, Dimachmarinan Baha B'Sukkah Mishabbos. Because we have the Chumrah by Sukkah over Shabbos, Kishem, just as we find in another illustration, something similar, that Sukkah has a different Shir, a different standard than Shabbos, Kishem Shechmiru Ba L'Yin Amud Gavo Asara, that what? The Be'ina Mechitza Sanikaros, Kedamin El. Again, the Ran's pshat in Daf Daled and Beis that Rava said to Abai, "Bim mechitzas nikaros." Shabbos, you don't need mechitzas nikaros, and Sukkah does. So you see that we can be machmir by Sukkah in terms of the standard. That's one muscle that the Ran brings to show what? To show what you sold. That just like you see by good asik that it doesn't work for Sukkah even though it works for Shabbos, so too I'm going to show from here that what? That Tzuras HaPesach, although it works for Shabbos, it doesn't work for Sukkah. That's one illustration. And I have another example. What's the second muscle? And what are we trying to use the muscle to prove? That Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by first two walls by Sukkah. Even though it works for Shabbos. What's the second mussel? Ooh, kishem, a second kishem. There's one kishem, that's the kishem of good asik by Amud. Ooh, kishem, sheach miru b'tzuras pesach atzmo shel dofen shlishis lahach lishne kama derava the per kama de erving lo yavina shiru kana shel tzuras pesach el fil kana shel mashu mikan kana shel mashu mikan kana gaben sagiv v'etzarach tefach v'ushetei b'yog amud b'adala shel kashin. And that's considered sasam when Shabbos and Kilayim. And yet, Rava boy hacha, here Rava needs b'lish mekama, chatzit tefach mekam, chatzit tefach mekam, that the Tzuras HaPesach has to have in it a thickness on either side of a chatzit tefach. So what does that show me? That what? That you can see in something that works for Shabbos and doesn't work for Sukkah. Meaning that the Tzuras HaPesach by Sukkah has a higher standard. Rabosai, let's understand. Why is that true? The way the Brisker Rav learned up, Pshat. Why is that true? Why is that true? That this muscle is a muscle for something else, or it's mamish hainuach? Where the Brisker Rav learned, think about this. Why is it that you need the chatzit tefach mikan, chatzit tefach mikan? Because the Tzuras HaPesach here is more machmir than Tzuras HaPesach? Or because Tzuras HaPesach can go get you so far? Tzuras HaPesach can only give you stima. But what else do I need? I need a dofen mamashi. That's what the tefach is doing. I need a dofen tefach. If that's the pshat, then the Ran's raya is what we use in expression arvach arvat sarach. In other words, you're proving it needs its own proof. You know, you're trying to show me that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work by the first two walls, and the reason you're telling me for that is because you need for Sukkah, a dofen mamashi, and what are you proving it from? From Kishem, that what? That Tzuras HaPesach of the third wall needs a chatzit tefach mikan, chatzit tefach mikana. What is that? Because Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Sukkah. because it's not going to give you dofen mamashi. I don't have dofen mamashi. So that's exactly the same thing. That's not a muscle. That's the same thing. That's the same thing. You're showing me Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Sukkah for the first two walls because you need Mechitzos Nikaros, the way the Brisker Rav went, that's the din. You need real dofen. Like we find by Gudasik, okay, one example. And like we find that the third wall need the Chatzit Tevach Mikan, Chatzit Tevach Mikan on the Tzuras HaPesach. I mean, that's the same point. That Tzuras HaPesach needs, besides the Tzuras HaPesach, needs a dolphin of a tefach. That's exactly what you just said. That's not kishen. Kishen means, just like you see over here, there's something more that's needed by sukkah. So to here, there's something more that's needed by sukkah. So if the pshat was that Tzuras HaPesach, even on the third world where it works, has another standard to it, that Tzuras HaPesach of sukkah, even when it does work on the third side, has a chumra to it that's not typical of Tzuras HaPesach anywhere else. So you can say, just like that chumra you find, so too, there's another chumra, Tzuras HaPesach works everywhere and doesn't work at all, but it's still going to the first two walls. So we're talking about two different issues. Namely, that Tzuras HaPesach, when it works, still has a different surah, it has a different dimension to it. It's not just a economy, kind of thicker. And just as I see that, so that's also helps us to understand that what? That you have over here, the first two walls, that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work at all. But if the reason why it doesn't work at all is because it's not, Tzuras HaPesach does work, it gives you a stima, but what's missing? I don't have a dofen. So this halacha of the third wall, that I need a chatzit tefach, it's not anything about the Tzuras HaPesach being the, I need the dofen. No, it's the same thing. It's not a kishem, it's the same exact halacha, it's the same exact lamdas. So what is this point to? Yeah, between the lesson of the Ran that I'm showing you, back to Tosis, what does this point to? That somehow or other, we're going to have to figure out a way to explain it. We start on Thursday. That the idea here is not that there are two distinct things happening. I have to, Tzuras HaPesach is identical to everywhere, but it only gives you one dimension, only gives you one accomplishment, stima, but I also need dofen mamashi. It's not that way. It's somehow, everything comes together. What I do by sukkah, what I create by sukkah, has to be a different type of dofen. And when I have a Tzuras HaPesach, it has to be a different type of Tzuras HaPesach. And if you will, go back to the Lashon of Rashi. We're going to work within the first Lashon of Rava. V'zehu tefach she'amru chachamim. That doesn't sound like, well, I have my tefach. Okay, it's in two spots, but I have my tefach and I have my Tzuras HaPesach. No, the Lashon of Rashi is, the first Lashon of Rava wants you to make the Tefach into a Tzuras HaPesach. It was, what's going on? It's the Tefach that's working, but it's only going to work to do its magic if I can situate it, position it in a way that it creates a Tzuras HaPesach. So what exactly is happening? It's the Tefach through the prism of a Tzuras HaPesach that is doing what it's supposed to do. It's not two different things that happen to artificially coalesce because I have to have two different things that have to be fulfilled. It's somehow that the two and yonim come together. That's, we have, I think, the lishonos of the rishonim are pointing more in that direction. Now, how do we explain it? So the hakdama was, we said over last time, that the idea seems to be that the Torah says that the tefach creates a stima, al pnei ko aruach, and we know that the tefach you need a dolphin. So it's not what's happening in the rest of the ruach shlishis. I have to imagine that the tefach is everywhere. The tefach is, how does that tefach get to the rest of the area where there's no physical tefach? How does it get there? The answer is, I imagine that tefach to be all across. But the only way that can happen is if the tefach can be seen as having the potential to create some effect of hekif on the rest of the ruach shlishis. And that's where Tzuras HaPesach comes in. If there's the tefach can be made to express itself to relate, to create stima on the whole Ruach Shlishis, then I can envision with the notion of ki'ilu, if nimshach ki'ilu yapeh ko ruach, that the tefach is everywhere. How can I make this tefach, which is here, exist over there? If I can allow that tefach to be able to create a stima over there, how can that happen? The answer is through Tzuras HaPesach. But for this, we have to be marked in the Yisod that we mentioned last time, that how does Tzuras HaPesach work? Tzuras HaPesach, you can imagine, is the idea of the Kohen al Gabayan, and you have the Kohen Mikan, Kohen Mikan. So I have the picture of Tzuras HaPesach, and now I say it's a stima. But there are indications that that's not the way it works. The way it works is that what's really so same, the area between Kohen Mikan and Kohen Mikan, under the Kana Gabayan, is the actual Kana itself. The Kana on each side, the Kana is a Machitza. And if I have a Machitza here, 10 Tfachim high, that's the height of the Kana, which is the height of a Machitza. And I have a Kana Mikan, so the Machitza that exists, Mikan and Mikan, they work together to create not just a stima for the area right in front of them, respectively, but also to close the gap between them that's beneath the Kohen al Gabayan. We mentioned, for example, the Mar Mokum for it. The Halacha, the Gemara in Erevin mentions this. I mean, this Takana, it's not directly in Gemara Erevin, but it's brought in, if you want to look in Tzuras HaPesach, in Shin Samach Beis in Orach Chaim, the very end of the Siman, so it tells you about Tzuras HaPesach, Mao Tzuras HaPesach in Sif Yud Aleph, Mao Tzuras HaPesach, Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, Kana Gabayan. So, the end of that sif talks about the strength of these things. It's Tzarech Shiyu HaKonim Shebit Stadim, Chazakim Mekabel Delas Koshehu. That's the halacha that Tosus quoted, that it has to be able to support while a Delas Shokashin, Afil Shokash O Shokonim, Avokonash al Gabon, Sagi Bekoshehu, Afil Gemi Mahani. This is the Sif in Machaber. Says the Mishnah Bura, Sif Katan Samuch Vav, the Shim Machsis HaShekel. So as follows. There's a difference between, another difference between the two Kanim and the Kanal Gabayim. Kasev Rav the Shekel, the Mikol Makom Kil, Konesh al Gabon, Mikonesh Shebit Stadim. Let me start again. It says in the Machaber, they have to be strong enough for Kabel Delis Koshu. The Kana al Gabon, the Koshu Afil Gemi Mahani. You can, a little string, a little gemi, a little strand is enough on top. Mikol Makom, also gemi tzarech shelo yinatel aydei haruach. It can't be such a flimsy string on top that will be pulled away by the wind. Okay. Kasev Tzebach Seshekel, Mikol Makom Kil, Kanesh al Gabon, Mikonesh Abit Stadin. Why? The Osen Shebit Stadin, the Kana on each side, Tzarech Lizoer Shelo Yinideim Haruach. You have to make sure that it's not going to be moved, swaying by the wind. Kema De'eim Mishum Mechitza. Mechitza Sheharuach Menida Lo Mikri Mechitza. This is why some people have a padda by the canvas sukkahs, for example, that the walls shouldn't flap too much in the wind. Like, you have to know how much is the shear, gimut tfachim, whatever it is, that it shouldn't flap. They try to put things around it, that it shouldn't flap, because if it's a mechitza that's, the Gemara later in the second parak, if it's a mechitza that's menida adei ruach, that's a problem in the mechitza. We're talking about mechitza here? We're talking about the kana, mikana, kana, mikan. What do you see? That the kana mikan of a Tzuras HaPesach is the Torah's mechitza. Kana sh'al gabon, true Yitzhak Yizar Shiro Yinata Idea Ruach. Avo Iharuach Yenido in Bekachlum. The Kana Agabeyan can flap. The Kan Mikan can't flap Idea Ruach. Why? Because then it won't count as a machitza. Who needs it to count as a machitza? I thought the Tzuras HaPesach is so sick. What do you see? That the Kana Mikan act as a machitza. If it's a machitza, but since it's on either side of the Kana Agabeyan, they are the ones that accomplish together, jointly, the stima of the area between them. It's a machitza. Another muscle or two. The Gemara talks about asi avira mikan, the high gisa, in terms of the kana. Let's say you put the first kana not next to a solid wall, but in the middle, so that the kana has on one side avir, and then you have the avir in between it and the other kana. So the Gemara discusses the problem of asya avira haigis haigis of the kamvatele lo machitza. Who's talking about a machitza? I have a tzuras pesach. What do you see? That each kana of tzuras pesach has a din of a machitza. Another example. Does the height of the kana have to reach the kana gaben, or as long as the kana gaben is aligned with the point of the kana, that's good enough? So it doesn't have to be magia. The Gemara in Erevin also talks about this. We hold it doesn't have to reach. So how come it has it work? Midin what? How does it reach it? Good asik. But good asik only works with a machitza. What does have to be ten tefachim? Because it only works good asik what? Good asik, finish the sentence, machitza. That's why it has to be a machitza of 10, and then it can go to the top. So what do we see from all of this? That the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach, the steam of Tzuras HaPesach is a function of the kana mikan kan mikan, has a din of a machitza. And this l'chor is a pshat merashi. Zeu tefach shamul chachamim. So let's understand. They asked it, first small, and the rush asked the kasha, how does a tefach get split up? L'chor, you need a tefach b'mokom echad. It's a tefach, you need a tefach b'mokom echad. The answer is, it's split up physically. But l'maisa, the koach of the tefach, as a machitza, is actually in tandem, one with the other. The tefach is like it's one tefach, because what is happening when you split the tefach into? What's really happening? The two halves are acting in tandem to create the schema between them. So that's not a problem that they're separated. Vaharaya, they're acting together. They're acting as one, in unison. They're acting to create the schema. So what is Rav Machadish? That the Tzuras HaPesach, you take the tefach, and you're going to how is it going to work to create a schema, to create and to exist on the whole Ruach HaShlishis? How is it going to work? Here's how we're going to do it, says Rabbi in the first lesson. How is it going to work? You're going to take this tefach, you're going to split it into two, and you're going to have it Kana Gabe, and you're going to have it Tzuras HaPesach. And now the tefach has the ability to create a stima all across the whole Ruach HaShlishis of the Sukkah. And with that, since it has the ability to be so same, it did a Pesach, so that's why the Torah can now consider the Tefach itself to be there as well. So everything comes together. The Tzuras HaPesach is what is the framework to be able to say that the Tefach is Nimshach al Pnei Kol HaRuach. If I can have Tzuras HaPesach created from the Tefach, then I can see that the Tefach relates to the whole Ruach HaShlishis, and then I can say that the Tefach itself can be present and exist of Peko Ruach HaShlishis. This would be the way to approach it according to Rashi. Now let's come back to Tosis. How could we read Tosis? So it's the Havana is that the Tzuras HaPesach is different. Now let's understand what Tosis Teretz was. Now if we read Tosis now. Tosis said, how come typically Tzuras HaPesach is sufficient with Karnamikan Karnamikan? And here you're telling me chatzit tefach, chatzit tefach. The Tosa says, but by Yisuke Yachmiru the beina mechitzas hanikaros. What could that mean? Beina mechitzas hanikaros. What does it mean? So you could say avort. You know, tefach is nikar. You need mechitzas. In other words, you need the sukkah. You need a tefach. And if you have a chatzit tefach, chatzit tefach, I see the mechitzah more. And you need a higher standard for sukkah. Is it really that much more nicker to have a tefach? It's a new thing. Or Tosis maybe means, what makes it more nicker? What about the tefach makes it more nicker? Why is tefach more nicker? Why? Because tefach is a dofen. Tefach serves as a dofen. Okay, it's in two parts, in two places, but it serves as a dofen. Dofen sukkah tefach. So if you have a dofen for sukkah, diyum de sukkah tefach, we saw the minimum shia sukkah, dofen is sukkah, is a tefach. So if you have that, then the tzuras haPesach, right, can create the stima by sukkah. Sukkah needs more nikar, needs I need to have, again, not a new din. I have tzuras haPesach doing its thing, and I have a new din of a need machitzos mamish. No, the Tzuras HaPesach of Sukkah can only create its din of stima, can only do it if I have here a physical nikar mechitza. Therefore, mechitzas nikars means a halachic dofen. If I have a halachic dofen, then I can create the stima of Tzuras HaPesach. And then I can say, ki ilu nimshach al pnei kol haruach, as we said before. But it has to start off with some element of nikaros, and that's the status of a dofen. Okay, not a second din. It's all together. The Tosis sees the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach as working through the tefach, but what do you need a tefach? I always don't need a tefach. No. I need to make the tefach into which is what you need for sukkah. That's called Mechitzas Nikaros. It's halacha. It has a status to it. Mechitzas Nikaros, it has a status of a dofen. And then I can use the din of Tzuras HaPesach to create a steam. Maybe that's what Tosis will mean. Yeah.
What I asked earlier, how does Tosis make it seem as if Midaraisa, even if you added Tzuras HaPesach, even without a tefach, it'd be okay?
Tosis was wondering about that. You don't need a tefach, right? Tzuras HaPesach everywhere else doesn't need a tefach. So why is it different over here by Sukkah? Tosis says no, because
the lashon hechmiru.
Hechmiru.
Does that not imply that Midaraisa would be okay if you had Tzuras HaPesach even without a tefach?
I hear the word achmiru, it could be, but maybe it means the raisa. No, it has to mean the rabbana. Achmiru.
But the Ran also uses the lashon.
I know. I don't know. By the good asik lechora, it has to say the raisa. So the Ran says achmiru there too. I don't know. Achmiru doesn't have to mean. Pashtas in the Ran, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work with sukkah mid raisa. Ran says achmiru, so achmiru could be the raisa also. I don't know.
But the halacha moshe Sinai is the achmiru, maybe?
I don't know.
Are you saying that you can't, like at the end, you're saying that you can't say, start using, get a stima from Tzuras HaPesach by Sukkah unless you have Mechitzas Nikaros, because that gives it the status of the dofen, then you could, start using Tzuras HaPesach. I'm just confused.
The status of a dofen, it's not that not that Diskerov said the status of a dofen is one halacha and Tzuras HaPesach is another halacha. I want to say it's one issue. In order to have Tzuras HaPesach create a stima, I need to work off of a standard that I have a dofen already. If I have a dofen, that's called Mechitzas Nikaros, I have a dofen of Sukkah, then that's when it can create a stima. And then, if I have a stima, then we say that it's also nimshach ha'pnei kol haruach, but it's all one halacha. It's not two different halachas.
By Shabbos, we say that it doesn't have a status of dofen unless you have four tefachim, but we say you could say, you could have it to a tefach even...
Here, it's a tefach, now, right? Here, it's not four tefachim, it's a tefach, right? That's the difference,
so
right?
So why do you have the status of a dofen if you, as in... We're saying as long as you have Mechitzas Nikaros and you have status of the dofen, then you have the Tzuras HaPesach as what to work with. But,
yeah.
Okay, so we said the Tzuras HaPesach is able to, to do the same by Shabbos, even if you don't have four tefachim in the actual kanim, you just have a kol shiu. So you don't have a status of a dofen to work with. Why do you?
By Shabbos, there's no din, you need Mechitzas Nikaros. You just need the Tzuras HaPesach.
So I guess I'm just confused. What's the difference with this requirement of Mechitzas Nikaros opposed to that you would need this in order to start, using Tzuras HaPesach?
I think it's true you need a physical dofen here, but it's not that Tosis means that you need to mekayim that halacha of you need a physical dofen. Tosis means that the physical dofen is what's necessary to allow you to create the steam of the Tzuras HaPesach, but you need a physical dofen. Tosis is speaking vis-a-vis the question Tzuras HaPesach, not, I need it for the other requirement of a dofen. It's not a second. In other words, I don't want to say that the Tzuras HaPesach is operating the same way it operates everywhere else. And I also have another din. I need a dofen. Tosfos is saying that it's only a tefach that you can use to make a Tzuras HaPesach, to create a steam of Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is fundamentally different here. So it's the dolphin of Sukkah that has to exist in order to have the Tzuras HaPesach create a steam. So that's the Mechitzas Nikoros is a T'nai in the Tzuras HaPesach. Tosas never spoke about Mechitzas Nikoros vis-a-vis why Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work in the first two walls. That wasn't Tosas' issue. Tosas' issue was why Tzuras HaPesach here is different than everywhere else. So he says, I need Nikoros. I want to say Nikoros means it has to be a Tefach. Because status-wise, then it's called a dolphin. So if I have a dolphin, then I create the steamer out of that, as opposed to out of a kanavika. Okay, could maybe have other pshatim in Tosas. This is what maybe we could say in the words of Tosas. I don't want it to be a separate halacha. I want it to be one halacha. Second, yeah.
According to Tosas, is he, are we saying that he's extending the tefach, or just that the tefach is putting the Tzuras HaPesach to work?
Ultimately, I think you have to extend the tefach as well, but it's like everything comes together in some way, but it's a stima and everything out of the tefach, and then it's also the tefach itself extending. That's what the Torah does.
Why would you have to extend?
Because I think you have to have a mechitza for the whole ruach hashlishis.
So it's not just the steamer.
That's what I think. I think it's the steamer plus that the tefach is there.
We can't.
That's why Rav requires a Tzuras HaPesach. Otherwise, who needs a Tzuras HaPesach?
What
do you need a Tzuras HaPesach at all? Just it's a tefach.
So you can
learn like other Shem Hovind. We said you need Tzuras HaPesach because you're not going to extend the tefach unless you first, the tefach can somehow relate to the whole wall, to the whole direction. Maybe. In terms of the third lashon of Rava, what makes the third lashon again different? The third lashon wants two different things to happen. It has to be, you have to work from the full tefach in every, whatever it does for you. Tefach sochek makes rov dofen. That has to do its thing. And then you need, on top of that, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. The point is, the third lashon l'chora, Rashi's girsa and the Gemara's girsa is tefach sochek. You can't have a tefach in two places. You have to first establish the tefach. Kedino. What's its din? The tefach becomes four. Then you also need the stima with Tzuras HaPesach. That's what the third lashon would have. Let's just go over the machokas we've shown in the Nogeya, the question of Sukkah Sui Kemavui. By Sukkah Sui Kemavui, what did we require? Not Tefach Sochek, but Pas Dalet. Pas Dalet is because since the two walls are parallel, they're not Kimin Gam. So Gemara says you need to create the Yilavud with the Pas Dalet to create a wall of seven. Now that you have a wall of seven, would we also need Tzuras HaPesach as well? So this is a big machokis rishon. So, those who hold you don't need Tzuras HaPesach, Rava was only going back on the first case. Why would that be? Because the Pashtus, if I had a wall on the third side of seven tefachim, this is how we all do halacha. If I have seven tefachim wall, even if the sukkah goes much further out, l'chor, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach. That's how most Rishonim assume. Because if I have a seven tefachim wall, you don't need Tzuras HaPesach on top of that. No, if Pas Dalet with Rava gives you seven tefachim, then you should not need Tzuras HaPesach. So Rava's halacha of Tzuras HaPesach would only relate back to the case of Kimin Gam. That's how some explain. That was what the Rush initially thought. Then the Rush brings those who argue that, and this is what we quoted when we first began, we discussed earlier the Inyan with the Rush, with the understand of Arevan. The Rush says it could be that you would need a Tzuras HaPesach here as well. But the Rush explains that L'chara, the Tzuras HaPesach, or the Dofen Shlishis, is like a tikkun that you're adding to what you have in the two walls. The ikar is the two walls. So now you have to have a tikkun on top of the two walls. So the Rush says if you have two walls that are arevan, so that's two strong walls. So then the tikkun can be a tikkun kal in the form of what? In the form of tefach sochek. So that's the tikkun that relates to the two walls kimin gam, where these two walls are inherently stronger. But if I have two walls that are not next to each other, they're not kimin gam, but they're parallel, so then I need a tikkun, a stronger tikkun. That's in the form of a pas dalet. But now, at the end of the day, both situations are considered to be equal, balanced. Says the Rosh, no, if Rava comes along and says you need Tzuras HaPesach, so what's two for one is two for the other. So if you need Tzuras HaPesach in the case of Kimin Gan, you should obviously also need Tzuras HaPesach in the equivalent case, because he views the two cases as identical, and that was the Rosh that we saw last time. The Maaser, the Ran, also brings this issue, and then he brings from the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to also assume that you need a Tzuras HaPesach even on the case of Sukkah Sui Kemavui. The Shaila is why the Ram hold this way. So without looking too much carefully in the Nosi Kelim and the Rambam and the Rambam and Ahar, so you would assume, Meiri, you would assume that the Rambam maybe is like the Svar that the Rosh gave, that Sukkah Sui Kemavui with the Pasdalid is equal to the case of Sukkah Kimingam, and therefore you need Tzuras HaPesach, like Rabbi says. But upon further analysis in the Lashon of the Rambam, you see a different word in the Rambam. The way the Rambam presents the Halacha, in Halacha Beis, where he talks about Kimin Gam, and then Halacha Gimel, he says it again, that you need Tzuras HaPesach. But the Lashon of the Rambam is interesting, striking. The Rambam says that when you have the two walls Kimin Gam, so then he says you take a daf, yeser al tefach, mamidu b'pachas mishlosh shesamach le'echa mishteit. Funnest, that's tefach sochik. The dayo. So Rambam says you have your two walls at right angles, and then you take a tefach sochik, and you put it within lavud, the dayo. That was the vidayo. He says vidayo is the only thing else. A second later, v'tzarech lasus l'ad tzuras pesach. If I say vidayo, the way you're telling me you need tzuras pesach. Strange. Also, the Lashon HaRambam, Tzarech Lasos Lo Tzuras Pesach. What's the law? You could say law for the dolphin. If I stopped right here, I could say that. Dolphin may be Lashon Nekeva, Dolphin Shlishis, Chveis, but the Rambam continues. V'pnei she'ein law shalosh tfanas gemuras. So what's the law? The law is the Sukkah. So further, and the Rambam goes on to say, then, and Tzuras Pesach is what I told you about in Hilchos Shabbos. And then the Halacha Gimel, he tells you the same Halacha, by Kimin, by Sukkah Sui Kimavui. The Rambam seems to focus on the Inyan Tzuras HaPesach in terms of the Sukkah B'chlarusa. As if to say, Mitzad the Dofen Shlishis, Vidaya. That's Vidaya. I took care of Dofen Shlishis, Vidaya. I put the Tefach Sochik next to the one of the walls, same thing with the Pasdalid, the Vidaya. And yet there's some over, you know, some new din for the Sukkah that needs Tzuras HaPesach. Chor is a different hair in the Rambam. Why you need a Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it's not going to matter what case it is. Tzuras HaPesach is a new halacha. What's this new halacha all about? There's a so they bring here the Brahmin Ahar learns Pshat the Rambam that this Tzuras HaPesach need not be, and he thinks Dafka shouldn't be on the Ruach Shlishis. Where should it be? The Ruach Revis. Because the Eger in Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Lamed brings him a Tshuva Sreim. And he doesn't tell you what he says, but he tells you, he says over there, it's in Sif Gimel, I think, that it can be either, at their left, whatever is left in Ruach Shlishis or Ruach Revis. And he explains what you need is some new element to make it more a Gedira. So Tzuras HaPesach just gives you that much more of a Ke'en Dira in the Sukkah. In other words, I have the two walls, and I have whatever in the third wall. But yet it doesn't look like a dira enough. I need to do something more to make it kein dira. So therefore you have to find something left in whatever space you have on the whole Ruach Revius or what's left in Ruach Shlishis and put it Tzuras HaPesach there. And with that, you created a greater sense of kein dira. But it's a new halacha. L'chori, it's halacha in creating the sukkah. It's like a new, it comes, it's not like, it has to somehow become mitzuraf to what you have. But it's still a new halacha. It's halacha in the sukkah itself, and achor in the Rambam, it's a very different halacha. This whole sugya of Rava, Tzuras HaPesach, I think has a whole different perspective than anything we've seen so far in the other shown. Okay.